Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we are looking to having such a great time in the Lord tonight. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord right along with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybelle Edmond would...
I'm sorry. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone in Radio Land. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for giving us another day. Thank you for another opportunity to be on this broadcast. We pray that you look upon us with compassion and mercy, that you will stretch out your mighty hand. Touch us, O Lord. Give us strength where we're weak. Look on us, O Lord. You know what we are going through. You know all about us. You know the test and you know the trial. But we know that thou art able to take us through. You have kept us this far, and we are yet dependent on you and looking to you to take us further. Our trust is in you today. No other help we know. You are our very present help, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail, and let the blood of Jesus cover your way sins today. Forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Look on every soul today. Have mercy, O Lord. Those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray that you have mercy on them, that you will save and deliver. We know thou art a deliverer. We know thou art a healer. We are looking to you as never before. We pray that you move in a mighty way. Let the blood of Jesus cover and let the Spirit of God prevail. We pray that you will look upon those souls that are listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch them, O Lord. Look on the youth, O Lord. Bless in a special way. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Pray that you look on Latricia Blackshear. Have mercy on her. Save her soul. Give her a mind to want to turn from her way and give her life unto you. Pray that you'll look on Crawford West. Oh, my God, you know all about what he's going through. Help him, oh, Lord. Lead and guide him. Help him, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on all of the bereaved families. We pray that you will touch in a special way. Lift the heavy burdens. Strengthen them, oh, Lord. Take them through in this trying time. I pray a special prayer for Stephen and Terrell Allen and the entire Allen family. We pray that you will have mercy, that you will look on those souls, O Lord. Touch them, O Lord. Have mercy today. Dry the crying eyes. Have mercy, O Lord. Save to the uttermost, O Lord. Deliver in a special way, Lord. We know thou art a deliverer. Lift that heavy burden. Help them to cast the burden on you, for you care for them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, be merciful today, O Lord. Burdens, lift their hearts and give them strength. Help them to look to you and turn to you, realizing that you are their help and you are their only hope. We pray that you move, Jesus. Jesus, bless us today. Cause thy face to shine upon us. Make us what you would have us to be. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Show us the way that you would have us to go. We want to be led of thy Spirit. We don't want to do anything of self. But we want you to have your way. And we want you to take full control of this broadcast. Sending thy word and sending thy anointing. That a soul may be blessed. A soul might be saved, healed, forgiven and delivered. In the name of Jesus, we believe you today, and we take you at your word. We pray that you make a way, Lord. Look on those souls that have a special prayer request. We pray that you will grant it for them, that you will open that door that the devil seemed to try to close in their face. We know that thou art a way maker. Have your way today. Let the blood of Jesus cover and let the Spirit of God prevail. Now touch us, O Lord. touch our bodies, oh Lord. Those who are dealing with the COVID, we pray that you touch and heal, that you will deliver today. For we know that thou art a deliverer, and you are a strong deliverer. And we believe it today, and we thank you today. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for how you've already moved. Thank you for the blessing that wherewith you have blessed us with. We thank you for all that you have done, Lord. Help us to continue to look to you and to praise thy holy name and to give glory and honor unto thee, for thou art worthy. And we thank you, O Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to read from my scripture, and we're going to read from the book of St. Luke, St. Luke, the 17th chapter, and verse 3. Brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word from the book of St. Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 3 throughout 4. May God bless, ever bless the reading of his word. This part of the broadcast is back into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture being read by Evangelist Maybell, letting us know that we ought to forgive our brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. And the access code is 584. So listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title 1, Skol, and 1 is O-N-E. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday night prayer at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Island family, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Maybell Edmond, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Mary Anderson, for Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, Edie Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond, and we want to keep the souls on our youth prayer list lifted up in prayer as well. For Stephen and Terrell Allen, for India West, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, David Hameen, and all those who are affected by COVID, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And just to, actually, I have another one more announcement. With a very, very heavy heart, we announced the passing away of our dear brother, Stephen D. Allen Sr. who is the father of Stephen and Terrell Allen. We are requesting your prayers for them and the entire Allen family. He did pass away Sunday, November the 20th, 2022. So definitely keep the Allen family in prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And I'd like to sing a portion of this song. Amen. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child, save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all things. Thank God for the announcements. We bear them in mind. Again, we thank God for that beautiful scripture that Evangelist Maybelle began to read, encouraging us to forgive our brethren. No matter how many times in a day he comes to us, if it's 7 times 70, forgive him. And then it starts over again the next day. We ought to learn to forgive, because if we don't forgive, our Heavenly Father won't forgive us. And we want God to save us. We want to be saved so we can make it and see Jesus' face in peace. So at this time, go ahead and prepare yourselves. Get your hearts and minds ready to receive the word of God, because the next voice you're going to hear is that of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who will break the bread of life unto you. God bless you, Evangelist Maybelle.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Khadijah. Let us pray at this time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We pray that you will have your way, that you will send your anointing, that you will touch and bless today. We want to be blessed, oh Lord. We pray that you move in a mighty way and let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, save, heal, and forgive, and we'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go quickly to the Word of God in the book of St. Luke, the 9th chapter. In verse 18, also St. Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse 13. And we're going to begin reading with St. Luke, the 9th chapter, in verse 18. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him. And he asked them, saying, who say the people that I am? They answering said, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, And others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Peter answering said, the Christ of God. And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. Tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. And switching over to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter and verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples, tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. We thank God for the reading of his word and praise God. My title tonight is Whom Do Men Say That I Am? I, Jesus. And my theme, do you know who Jesus is? Do you know who Jesus is? Praise the Lord. I believe Jesus, he began to speak to his disciples and he began to ask them, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And he wanted to know what their thoughts were. And they said, some of them said, and some say Elias, and others say Jeremiah or the prophet. But then Jesus said, but whom say ye that I am? Yeah. See, that's what other people were saying. Other people was saying that he was Jeremiah, he was Elias, or John the Baptist, or one of the prophets. But Jesus asked them a personal question. But whom say ye that I am? There's a lot of people saying, I am saved. But when you ask them, do they know Jesus or do they have the Holy Ghost, they don't know what you're talking about. Glory to God. But I can of a truth say, I know Jesus because he came into my life. I didn't know that he could come into you and live in there. But the Bible lets us know, behold, I stand at the door knock. If any man will hear my voice and open up. He said he will come into them and sup with them, and he with them. So when you open up that heart and give your life to the Lord, that's when the Lord comes in and he began to sup with you. And then you can of a truth say, I know the man. I know who Jesus is because he came into my life. And when he comes into your life, he leads us fine. The Bible said in St. Mark 16 and 15, but these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils. Glory to God, there's going to be a sign that follows when Jesus comes into your life. And then you can truly say, yes, I know the man. Yes, I know the man from Galilee. Glory to God. The Bible said in St. Mark 16 and 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. If you don't believe on the only begotten Son of God, you're going to be damned. And the Bible said, and these signs, there's a sign that come with the Holy Ghost. It's more than a dance. It's more than a shout. It's more than a tongue. Glory to God. It's more than a praise. But these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. You're going to speak new tongues. You're going to be able to cast out devils. That old tongue that you used to speak with, where you used to curse and lie and fight and say all manner of evil, that tongue has been changed. God has given you a new tongue, a new language. Glory to God. And the Bible said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You're going to have these signs. You're going to be able to lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. And if you happen to drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. This is the word of God. And the Bible is telling us here plainly, if you drink any deadly thing, it's going to hurt you. Glory to God. They shall take up serpents. Now, this don't mean that you're going to tempt God and you're going to play with one of the poisonous snakes on the earth and think everything is going to be all right. No, you can't play with the devil. Glory to God. I tell you, you have to have that power. If the snake happened to bite you, it won't hurt you because of the Holy Ghost and because that's a part of God that is living in you, that's dwelling in you, staying in you. So therefore, in order to know Jesus, you've got to have the sign of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't have the sign, you don't even know what you're looking for. I believe before some of us came to Christ, it was explained to us that if you don't know what a pot of gold looks like, then you don't know what you're looking for. And it was brought out plainly so that we could understand, so that we could know what we were looking for. Glory to God. We were looking for the Spirit of God, that part of God's Spirit that dwells in us, lives in us. Yes. The Bible said, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, by that same Spirit, he shall also quicken your mortal body. You see, he's going to quicken you when he's in there. He'll make you come alive. You will feel the anointing of God and the Spirit of God, that very Spirit that came from God. You will feel it down on the inside, and God will move you. Glory to God, you can't do it on your own. I don't care what you think you can do, but without God's Spirit, you cannot quicken your own self. It takes God.
Amen.
It takes the Spirit of God to quicken your mortal body and make you alive. Then you can say, yes, I know the man. I believe John the Baptist, when he was put in prison, he began to send his disciples, and he wanted to know, is this the Christ, or should we look for another? Glory to God. And Jesus began to send the disciple back and told him, he said, I do cures. And he raised the dead. He healed the sick. Glory to God. He opened the blinded eyes. Glory to God. And he sent word back. And John began to believe this is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You know why? See, the devil tried to make John doubt God. Now, John was put in prison for the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he preached so till the devil got mad and wanted to do away with him. So they put him in prison. And the wife of Herodias sent and inquired for his head to be given to her daughter. Glory to God. The daughter went to the king and requested the head of John the Baptist. But before this,
she did.
You see, while John was locked up, you see, sometimes we get in trouble and we may get locked up. We might have a test or trial come before us, because the Bible said we count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, meaning that you're going to fall into diverse temptations, not meaning to actually go into it,
right,
but going to accidentally fall into the temptation. But he said, count it all joy. And so at this time, John began to get a little weary, a little leery. Is this really the Christ, the Son of the living God? And when Jesus sent that word back, glory to God, his faith was increased. His faith was strengthened. And you know that's the way it is with us sometimes. Things happen in our lives, and Satan tries to weaken us through it and make us to doubt the God of our salvation. But when you know who Jesus is, and when you know what he did for you in your life, I tell you, God will give you strength to overcome that weakness.
Yes,
hallelujah. He'll make you strong where you're weak. He'll build you up when you're torn down. He will increase your faith and let you know of a surety, I am with thee. The scripture said, be not dismayed, for I am with thee. Don't get discombobulated. Don't be dismayed. Don't get out of character, because God is with us. And he said he would be with us in the sixth trouble. And in the seventh trouble, he won't forsake us, but he'll be with us. He said, lo, I'm with thee always, even to the end of the world. We might have to go to the end of the world, but Jesus said he is with us. He would never leave us, neither would he forsake us. We can take God at his word. We can say of a surety, yes, I know the man. Yes, I know Jesus. I believe when the disciples was with Jesus, Jesus said unto him, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. You see, they was with Jesus. They and Jesus was with God, and God was his Father. So Jesus said, henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Because if you seen Jesus and you was with Jesus, you seen him and you know who he is. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I believe he said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. He speaks in the 11th verse and says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Glory to God. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. If you have Jesus, you have the Father. Glory to God. If you have the Father, you have the Son and the Holy Ghost. And these three bear witness that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Do you know who Jesus is? Do you really know? Hallelujah. When you really know Jesus, you know love. Because God is love. And love is of God. And you will love your enemy. Glory to God. You will love everybody. There's a sign that comes with knowing Jesus. You got to have the sign in order to know him. Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, is? And the disciples answered. Well, John answered. Praise the Lord. Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And God is the one that revealed this unto them. I thank God today that I could say I know who Jesus is. There was a time in my life when I didn't know. I didn't even know that Jesus could even talk to you and speak to you and through you. I thought, how in the world can he speak to you and through you? But when I experienced it for myself, I tell you that I was able to understand and believe of a surety that he is real and that this is the Christ, Son of the living God. When he filled me with the Holy Ghost and began to speak through me, I tell you, I was there. I tell you, but it just seemed like it was nobody but me and Jesus in a church full of people. But it seemed like it was just me and Jesus speaking through me and to me, quickening my mortal body. I tell you, the Lord is real. I'm glad I know the man. And I hope you will try to find Christ in your life. If you don't know him, now is the time to get to know him. Turn your heart and mind unto the Lord at this time while we pray, because we know that prayer changes things. And God is able to do the work for you. Doesn't matter where you are or what happened in your life, God can do the work in your life. So let us pray at this time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the souls of men. We thank you for all those on the broadcast, all those listeners out there. We pray that you touch somebody's heart so somebody that don't know you but want to get to know you. We pray that you touch their hearts and minds, that you touch their souls, and that you help them to believe on you as the scripture has said, and that they will surrender their lives unto you, give their hearts, their minds, their souls, their bodies unto you, that they may get to know you, and that you may put the signs in them. Hallelujah. Have mercy today. Save to the uttermost. Prevail today. And let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash away sin. Right out of transgression. Move in a mighty way. Draw some soul unto you with your bands of love and your bands of mercy. Have mercy today, oh Lord. We know you can do it today. Help somebody, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Jesus, somebody needs your help. Somebody needs the sign of the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs you, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord. Give them that power, oh Lord. Put your spirit within them, oh Lord, that they may know you of a surety. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on all those who are sick and afflicted. Touch and heal their body. Strengthen, oh Lord. Oh, my God, move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God be there, and let your blood cover, wash, and make every wound whole. In the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray that you continue to look on the souls that are grieving right now. We pray that you lift the grief, that you comfort their souls, and that you let them know that you're with them, oh Lord. Help them, oh Lord, not to be dismayed. In the name of Jesus, we know that thou art a burden bearer. You told us to cast our burden upon you. Oh, my God, you said you shall sustain us. We believe your word today, and we know you're able to take us through. Continue to have your way, and let your will be done. Continue to move, move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, cover, oh, Lord. Take full control, save, heal, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, this prayer we pray, oh, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. Oh, I thank the Lord for what he's doing. I thank the Lord for the word of God on today. Praise the Lord. I don't know if Evangelist Amin is on. But at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our evangelist, or if there's anyone else on the line that would like to come over on the line and give remarks, or if you have a testimony you'd like to give, you can also give that testimony by dialing 945-218-0218 and the access 5847681. Once again, 945-218-0218 5847681 access code. God bless you. The floor is open right now. The platform is open. You can come and get on the line. Call in if you like to call in. And right now we're going to hear from Evangelist Khadijah and any other evangelists on the line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful word of God coming to Evangelist Mabel, and also the prayer as she began to preach and ask, whom do men say that I am? And do you know who Jesus is? It made me think of an old song I used to hear when I was a little girl. Lee Sister Roberta Darius used to sing it. Have you heard about him? Yes.
Yes.
You really know him? Yes, I do. Are you sure you know him? Oh, yes. Jesus, the miracle man. Oh, have you heard about him? Yes. Do you really know him? Yes, I do. Are you sure you know him? Oh, yes. Jesus, the miracle man. I used to love to hear her in a Victory Inspirational Choir sing that song.
Yes.
A lot of people there saying that they know Jesus, and that they are known of him, but they're missing those signs that the preacher began to talk about. And a lot of people, they think that they know who Jesus is, And yes. The Muslims, they actually think that Jesus was a prophet. They don't accept him as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Some, they think he was a good man, but God revealed it unto Peter exactly who Jesus was. And Jesus began to say, upon this rock, upon that, yes, of himself, he was going to build the church. Because that's who he is. He's the chief cornerstone. And upon him, we are built. And I tell you, I enjoyed this word of God. And I'm encouraged because I'm glad also that Jesus showed me who he was. And like you begin to preach, Evangelist Maybelle, you know, yeah, well, you know, before we received the Holy Ghost, we didn't realize, oh, God can do this through me. You know, he can. I would see it. I remember growing up in the church, and I would see the saints sing, and I would see them dance, and I was like, I want that. I want God to do that through me, but I didn't understand how it would happen. And when it happened, I was like, oh, this is okay. Because it's that spirit.
Yes.
It's the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same spirit that he quickens us. It's not us, like you begin to preach. It's not us that does it ourselves. It's not the flesh. And I enjoy the word of God. I want to say to you, Evangelist Maybelle, keep on preaching the word of God. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the remarks coming through Dr. Hameen. I tell you, sound like she's stirred up, like she's ready to go. Praise the Lord. There you go ahead. Got plenty of time left. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Amen. I praise God for that word, I tell you. Do you know him? Lord, I tell you. I thank God for allowing me to get to know him in the pardon of my sins and knowing him spiritually, feeling his quickening spirit and him speaking through me. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing. Some people think it's a drag, but it ain't no drag. It's joy in serving the Lord. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Glory to God. We ought to praise him. And all of this goes along with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost himself is not just a song. He's more than a song. He's a song. He's a dance. He's a praise. He's a quickening spirit. Glory to God. All of this is bottled up in the Holy Ghost. I just thank God I'm coming on in. Love, all of this goes in there. Is in there. Yes. Somebody said when you bake a cake, you got to have the butter. You got to have the milk. Oh, my God. You got to have all of the ingredients. Glory to God. I heard a songwriter saying, God's recipe for love. You got to have that butter. Got to have that glory to God. But he began to say, you got to have that love. You got to have the love. You got to have the joy. You got to have the peace. You got to have all of these because all of it goes with the Holy Ghost. Don't fool yourself, my brothers and sisters. If you don't have that love, that is not the sign. You got to have that love, and you will love everybody. You'll love your worst enemy. I don't care what they did to you. You'll love them right on. So I just thank God. I'm going to come on in. Thank God for this service, this broadcast on tonight. And if there's no more comments, no more exhortations, at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. on the Gospel Truth broadcast. God bless you, and good night.